Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav from Sochim Daf Samach Gimel. The Mishnah Mudalev tells us that Hasheichet is a Pesach al Chometz Oyver Belois Hase. One who shechs the Pesach and he still has Chometz, him or anybody associated with the Korban, so then there's a special law that you have over here. And besides the Isser of having Chometz after the 6th hour, besides the Isser of having Chometz at Pesach, there is an Isser which has to do specifically with the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach needs to be completely separated from the Chometz. What's the reason for that? So many of the Sifri Chassidus, based on the Arizal, tell us that the Korban Pesach is Lashon Pasach. What's Pasach? Pasach means pass over, skip over. Lashon Diluk. Diluk is jumping over where you are right now. So brings the Baal Tanya and the Bnei Yisachar and the Shem Shmuel and many others. The idea is that when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they didn't really deserve to go out. As the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you saving them? Halalu avdei avodah zarah v'halalu. They also worship avodah zarah. So why are you saving them? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his chesed, went and brought us higher than where we belong to. He was medalik, like medalik al ha'orim, jumping over the mountains, bringing us higher from the place where we are. And that's a he'ora, a light that shines on us every Pesach. Every Pesach is some kind of revelation of great light that comes from above and elevates us to a much higher place than where we are. As mentioned earlier in this week, the idea of Chometz is, Chazal tell us, it represents a Tzahara. Meaning whenever I have Chometz, I'm speaking about the deficiencies of the Griuso, what a person has less, when he's not complete, when he's not perfect. When we're going ahead in Pesach, we have to elevate ourselves to something much higher. We have to elevate ourselves to a place which we really don't belong to. Then a person needs to leave anything that holds him back. As we spoke earlier this week, eventually we have a concept of being mitaken, fixing our deficiencies. But when we're going now to a place where we didn't fix ourselves yet, so all we need to do is leave aside everything that represents the fact that a human being is imperfect. And that's the reason, you cannot have the chometz when you bring Korban Pesach. It has to be completely separated. But here we have an additional chiddush, because the Mishnah continues and says that Yudoimer af ha-tomid, even Korban ha-tomid is in that level. And this connects to the Mefarshim, Tzadok speaks about it, what the Gemara tells us in a few places, that once the day elevates, it elevates everything that's included in it. As the Gemara tells us in Zvachim Taf Tzadik Aleph, that when you look at the Korban HaTomid that comes on Shabbos, you don't look at it as a regular Korban HaTomid that comes every day. It's a Kaddish Dik Korban HaTomid. It's a Korban HaTomid which has a Din Shabbos, even though it's the same Korban you bring every day. But because it comes in the time of Kedusha, so it's elevated to be in that level. Similarly, we find the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Chav Dalet regarding davening a tefillah, which doesn't belong to Shabbos, we still mention Shabbos because that day became a Shabbos day. Everything belongs to the Kedusha of that day. So similarly over here, Korban Pesach requires us to be removed from the Chometz. But once you have, you're in the time period of such a high level of Kedusha, that time period influences everything that comes that time. Not only the Korban Pesach, but also the Korban Tomid is in that level that you cannot have Chometz at that stage because it's such a time of Kedusha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.